More than 6,000 people attended a town hall meeting with Congressman Robert Pittenger last night. Though attend may not be the right word, the Republican representative decided to hold the event over the phone. WFA East Tom Bullock reports.
The official reason given for this teletown hall was that it allowed constituents from all over North Carolina's 9th Congressional District to attend without the inconvenience of a long drive. Turns out some would not have minded the road trip. This was a common theme.
In the future, I'd like to look you right in the eye and be able to ask these questions.
That's Mark. All the callers were only identified by first name. Congressman Pittenger answered by admitting this conference call was due to more than constituent convenience.
We have a broad district we want to reach out, but also, frankly, as you've watched the media, Mark, there are groups out there who seek to stage these protests and interfere with a civil discussion.
Mark's broader question was about what comes after Obamacare.
Before the inauguration, our President Trump said that he had this replacement plan on his desk with all the I's dotted and just waiting for the T's to be crossed. And I was wondering if you've had a chance to see that document yet.
Pittenger started by praising the new head of the Department of Health and Human Services. Then he pivoted.
Obamacare, structurally, is collapsing.
What I'm really interested in is not so much if it's collapsing, but what I'm really interested in is if you've had a chance to see the bill yet.
The bill we're still writing. We're working on it. We'll be back there working on it next week. There are various components that we're discussing and addressing right now.
This teletown hall had the feel of a radio call-in show, with a congressional staffer playing the role of host.
We're going to go to Greg live next. Greg, you're up. Go ahead, please, sir.
The questions weren't softballs, and they largely focused on one man.
The anger and frustration that you're seeing on the TV is very real. There are a lot of Americans, good Americans, not protesters or agitators. They're good Americans who are deeply disturbed, embarrassed, and frightened by President Trump's conduct and his willingness to undermine the judiciary, our voting process, press, all for personal and political gain.
Greg then asked if Pittenger would demand that President Trump release his tax returns. No was the answer, because it's not required by law. Robin's question was all about alleged ties between the president's campaign and Russia.
History is not going to be kind if these questions are not answered. So will you back an independent investigation?
We have a very extensive intelligence committee, bipartisan intelligence committee in the House and in the Senate. Senator Burr is the chairman in the Senate. They are investigating these issues. I believe that they're fully capable of doing this job.
There were just 9 questions asked during the hour-long call, and not all focused on the president's policies.
Hey, Janet, your turn. Go ahead, please.
My question is about Planned Parenthood and your proposal to defund it. When Planned Parenthood serves at more than 10 million visits every year all over the country, many of these serving health care needs for poor women and women in rural areas, families in rural areas where there is no alternative.
Pittenger disagreed with the premise of the question.
The reality is that Planned Parenthood provides 1.8% of the clinical breast exams in the country and less than 1% of the pap test. But they perform 35% of all the abortions nationwide.
He did not state where he got those numbers. Cynthia asked a question about race and a statement made by Pittenger in an interview with the BBC.
Last year, you made a comment that said black people hate white people because white people are successful, and they're not. As an African-American, I was very hurt by those comments.
Pittenger said he was just quoting an African-American protester he saw on TV.
It probably was not the best way to say it. I apologize for saying it like that, but I was trying to bring context into it.
As different as this teletown hall was, and it was different, it is worth noting that only 2 of the 17 lawmakers who represent North Carolina in Congress are holding town halls of any kind during this recess. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.